Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Tov Tzadik Gimel Dinim Anoyagim B'Yimei HaOmer V'Halachos B'Yimei HaOmer. So the Shulchan Aruch really brings down two halachos. Shulchan Aruch himself, Noyagim Shelo Liso Isho Ben Pesach Le'atzeres Ad Lag Bo'Omer Mipnei Shebo'Oso Yizman Meisu Talmidei Rav Akiva. Seif Beis Noyagim Shelo Le'istaper Ad Lag Bo'Omer She'omrim She'oz Posku Milomus Ve'ein Le'istaper Ad Yom Lamedalet Baboiker Elem Ken Chalag Bo'Omer Be'erev Shabbos. So it's mistapim by mipnei kovod haShabbos. So the halach is, Shulchan Aruch himself brings down two halachas. You're not allowed to get married in these days, and you're not allowed to take haircuts in these days. But to make kiddushin, shiduchin, you're allowed to. What means to take a haircut? For sure it's the head, the beard, and every place that is a kinus boso, or maybe even every place in the body, some most poskim say. It's a big vikuach for noshim that they do the eyes. Most poskim hold that of them geidish can isur tispoiris. If someone has to go to a meeting to meet a king or a Shlei Malchus, or someone will hate him, or if he's going to lose a lot of money, then the halacha is he's allowed to take a haircut. If it's only a little bit money, B'Shem Reb Moshe, they say they're allowed to. Yes, Moshe, Reb Eliashiv holds you're not allowed to. And we'll explain a little bit why here it's more kal from the 3 weeks. This halacha be'etzem, it's brought down in the Torah already, that already for hundreds of years, Klal Yisrael had such a minig. Not to get married and not to take haircuts. Why? So the first moker the Gemara brings down in Yevomis, Chuf Dalet Elef Talmidim Hoyul Rav Akiva Migeves Vad Antipus, the area, Vekulu Meisu Beperek Echot. All of them died in one period of time. All of them died in the time in between Pesach Le'atzeres. This is what is mashman, the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, that this is the main reason for the Minhoge Avelis that we fear in these days. Now we lost the 24,000 Talmidei Rav Akiva. And Shnas Dalet Alofim, Tov Tov Nun Vav, was for 200 years started the Masa Atzlav, the Christians were coming up to Eretz Yisrael and they killed hundreds of thousands of people. Also it started in the 3 weeks. And Hey Alofim, and it was Gzeres Tach V'Tat, also it started in Yemei Asfira. Most poskim hold that the Yemei Avelis are regarded these days. The poskim bring down another reason. Mishpat HaReshoim BeGehenem is Mipesach Ad Atzeres. Chuk Yankev brings down its Yemei Din. The Ari HaKodesh also says it's Yemei Din. The Moshe, the Ari HaKodesh says the reason we don't take haircuts because Kehorim Asluim B'Seoro, the Din, so we don't touch the hair. This is the Ari HaKodesh. This is the reason we don't take haircuts. So, some people will say a whole shir to explain how the Kabbalah with the Niglas, the Pshat is Alpi Kabbalah and is Alpi Niglan, it bands together. But this is the reason the Shita Sa'ari and all the people that are marked with like the Ari don't take haircuts from Pesach till Shavuos, including like Bo'ima. Because they don't do it because it's Yemei Din. And so I will explain it more. This is Be'etzem the main reason. So the Shulchan Aruch really says that the Avelis is because Meisu Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and then maybe it was more Gzeiros that follow with the years. Shulchan Aruch Shita is, and this is Shita Samechaber, and most Sfardim in Eretz Yisrael, that they keep the Sfira from Pesach till Lamedalet Ba'omer. Not till like Ba'omer, till Lamedalet Ba'omer in the morning. Some already chasnas, they do it like Ba'omer, but haircuts they only take in Lamedalet. Even so, we'll see about some of the Sfardim will be matir some of the days. The other shita is the Ramah brings down till like Ba'omer. Like Ba'omer, you're allowed to take a haircut. The Ramah says to do it like Ba'omer in the morning, not by night. We don't take haircuts like Ba'omer by night. We take haircuts like Ba'omer in the morning. From Pesach, bis like Ba'omer. This is the Ramah when he's choylek on the Shulchan Aruch. And Eretz Yisrael, all of the Bnei Teire, all of the yeshivas follow the Ramah that was choylek in the Shulchan Aruch, and we're keeping the, what we call it in the American Lashon, the first half. It's American Shesprach, the first half. We call it, we're keeping the Ramah, they call it, we're keeping the first half. In America, they keep the second half. What is the second half? This is the Ramah brings down in Minik. They started from around Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Some started the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, some started after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and they follow it till Shavuos or till Shlosh Yisimei Hagbalah. Right? These are the three main minhagim that Klal Yisrael have. The Sfardish Minhag, that this is the Minhag of Shulchan Aruch, you start from Pesach till Lamedalet Ba'omer. Minhag Ramah, we keep till like Ba'omer, Minhag Eretz Yisrael, the first half we call. We start from Pesach, we follow till like Ba'omer day. Minhag America, we call the second half. They start Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh, and they follow till Shavuos, Shlosh Yisimei Hagbalah. Pashtus Advarim, the way Rabbeinu HaChofetz Chaim explained it, and the Goen, that Be'etzem we have two Shitas. The Mechaber learned they died from Pesach and they stopped to die Lamedalet Ba'omer. Like Ba'omer, nothing happened. Nothing happened like Ba'omer. Maybe Moshe Baruch Hai died, maybe. Nifter, we'll see. Nothing happened like Ba'omer. They stopped to die Lamedalet Ba'omer. Why they decided that they stopped to die Lamedalet Ba'omer? The Talmud says, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Shekula meisu mipesach ad atzeres. And the Loshon HaMechaber is, Nayagim shelo listaper ad like Ba'omer, she'oimrim she'oz posku milomus. She'oimrim. Rumor. Why? The Gemara says, in the Medrash, she'meisu mipesach ad prois atzeres. They died from Pesach at Pois Atzeres. I also says that they died from Pesach at Atzeres. The notion of the Medrash is Shemesu mi Pesach at Pois Atzeres. What is Prois Atzeres? The Gemara says, Ein Prois less than 15 days. So, maybe the Zogdim Mishnah Brura, if it's Ein Prois less than 15 days, so what we do is, we go back from Shavuos, and we take 15 days off. So, if you have 49 days, and you take 15 off, how much you left? 34. So they stopped the diet 34, 49, 50. If you take off 15, it's 35. So from 49, the Derech Klal comes out 34. So it's 34. So the Mele, they stopped the diet Lamedalet. If they stopped the diet Lamedalet, so why in the morning already we're allowed to take haircuts and to get married? Miktsas Hayom Kekulay. This is Shita Samechaba. Shita Sarama. No. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains it. They died from Pesach bis Shavuos. Taisa says that every day that you don't say Tachmon, they didn't die. So what are the days that we don't say Tachmon? We have 6 days from Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah counts, he says like this. We have 7 days in Pesach, 6 Shaboshes, so it's already 13. 2 days Rosh Chodesh, Iyo, V'yayim Echad Rosh Chodesh Sivan, 16. Right, so before we took 15 off, we got 24, so if we take 16 off, 49, we left with 33. So they died 33 days. But here's very interesting. They died from Pesach till Shavuos. And you take off 16 days. But the 16 days are mixed around. So we will mekabel on ourselves, later Mishnah Berurah learns, is to keep 30 days of Avelus. So in Eretz Yisrael they decided, the first 33 days, so we count till like Baima. And like Baima, we stop. Miktas Hayom Kekulay. In the morning, we're allowed to. Minag America. No, why to say the first 33? It's even a bit cheating to do the first 33. Why? Because Lamai said, Chol HaMoed didn't die. So, like, you're starting at the wrong place, right? And, like, you really don't keep so much awareness in Chol HaMoed. We'll see if you're allowed to listen to tapes Chol HaMoed or not. Still be machlekes apesim, yeah? Some people, I think, are matter to listen to tapes Chol HaMoed, yeah? For the people that keep the first half. But we'll see about. So the American will do the second half. This is the meaning of the Rambo. What is the second half? They find 33 days. Where's the 33 days that they found? They start Rosh Chodesh Iyo. So the Mishnah Berurah counts the days like this. What is the second half? U'bochru lohem lamed gimel yoyim. So these are the 30 days, 33 days. They start Rosh Chodesh Iyo. And they go till Shavuos. And the Mishnah Berurah makes the cheshbon that you have to decide. If you keep the 2 days Rosh Chodesh Iyo, you could make it Shlosh Yisim HaGbole. At least the 2 last days. If you didn't keep the first 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyo, you can't shave in the beginning of Chodesh Sivan, because you don't have 33 days. So we keep 33 days. Why, like Bahima, we take off? Because we say like this. So the Taz says that they decided to take off 1 extra day. They took off like Bahima. Why? First, they had to take off 1 day. Second of all, they wanted to have the number 33, right? Because this rings the bell. So they took off like Bahima. Like this, everyone knows they stopped to die in the 30 days. Also, like Barim, the Ramos says, it's Yom Shemar Bim Bei Simcha. No one knows why, but it's Yom Shemar Bim Bei Simcha. It's a couple of reasons. Some say because, we can't say they stopped to die, because, so some say that the reason we can't take off like Barim, so we don't really take off like Barim, we do mix the Sayyim like Barim. Because we can't take off a whole day, then we'll miss 33. So we take off Mikta Sayyim like Barim. Some say because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter. Some say because he was Megale, the Zohar in that day. Some say because the day that Rav Akiva, after all of his Talmidim died, and he found that the Talmidim wasn't like Barimah. The month started to go down, if he some shit isn't like Barimah. The war in the eye, when Klal Yisrael with Kovish eye wasn't like Barimah. Different things happened like Barimah. Malbim B'Kitzah Simcha, we don't say Tachm. So they had to choose a day. So the day, Mikzah Sayyim Kekulay. It's a little bit interesting. Because the ma'isa, the people that do the second half, they do like this. They start after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, like Boim, when they do Mikzas Hayim Kikuloi, and the last day of Shloshi Me'akbole, when they do, they also do Mikzas Hayim Kikuloi. They have 2 days of Mikzas Hayim Kikuloi. This is a little bit Mishta Zeklo, how they do it. And maybe do everything Mikzas Hayim Kikuloi. You can't. So like this, you say, okay, 1 day Mikzas Hayim Kikuloi. But this is a bit Zachar, it's Mishta Zeklo, how it works. Because of that, Rav Moshe Feinstein came and said, Sfardim cannot change their minig. No one could really change Stam's minig. But what if someone doesn't have a minig? So he chooses a minig. So if the Moshe, he chooses the Sfardish minig, so he has to stick under that, right? But if he's Ashkenazi, he could choose 1 year to keep the second half, 1 year to keep the first half. Why? It never happened in that days. They decided to choose 3 days. I choose this one, I choose that one. Not only that, some people can say, Legabi haircut, I choose this one. Legabi weddings, I choose that one. Some people can say, Lemaisa, La Locha. Someone has to get married. He could take his haircut. The first half. He get married like Boim. Second half. So the marshal, they say, you have to go to a wedding. Haircuts you keep. This year, you keep that with the Legabi the wedding. You keep the second half, the first half. Normally, you don't have 2 chasas in the same. So in America, you go to chasas the first half, you keep, you don't shave. Come to the tzav, like Baima, you're free. That's really a bigger shit. But the aside is of Moshe, it's not the pshat, 1 year I do this, 1 year. I have to keep 23 days. This is Be'etzem, the tzusa, the shmaise, the way the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishtabur, and the Pashas, the Goyen, Chok Yankim, they learn the sugi. The problem in that is that if this is clear, there's no tzad in the world that you could get married lelak ba'omer. There's an avl if someone will do a chasana. Lelak ba'omer is a mechutzef. If someone will take a haircut, he's a mechutzef. How you can take a haircut lelak ba'omer? How you can do a chasana? You have to have mikzas hayim kekulei. If this is the shtikel teir. And the problem is, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramo says, "Ve'ein li staper ad lak ba'imer ba'atzmai, ve'lo mi ba'erev." Mishnah Berurah says, "Why? Achar netzachamer mikzas hayim kekulei, ve'lo mi ba'erev, ve'yesh me'achroinim shemekilim li staper mi ba'erev, ve'sim le'orabe de mikol mokim le'inyan nesuim." לא ירואיסי שמקילים, כי אם ביום לג בוימה. אוכל, כשחל לג בוימה ברב שבס ושעס התחק, you could do by night. למה יש רב מוישה פיינשטיין, all the boys can say, if you need, you'll have to get married. Especially today is a big need. Because כלל ישראל ברוך השם, you know, the ברוך for רב ינקה וגליצקי is starting to happen. ינקה לגליצקי says, אוי די שומע באור יהודו וחוסס ירושלים, חוסוסן וכל שמחו. It's like the Yankov Galinsky, Yerushalayim. It says, there'll be so much Yidden, there will not be holes. So people just get married in the streets. So Yidishama Be'or Yehuda V'chutz Yerushalayim. It's like the Moshe, today the holes are very tight. People that have to get married through the time, they try to get married like Bo'ima. We'll see later, as a minik of a lot of places, only to stick to like Bo'ima. But even as he saw that a lot of people keep the second half, the first half, but they do chasnas only like Boim. So these 2 days are very tight. And here's the shaila. What is the heter? The fide cheshbon is no heter to do a chasna, to take a haircut like Boim. What would be the tzad that you're allowed to do it? So it's 3 answers. There's 1 answer that in the Ma'aril state that he only died 32 days, not 33 days. They make the cheshbon that they started to die from Pesach, and they take Shmini Shel Pesach, and they add another Shabbos. It's a problem because cheshbon is not so clear how it works, but the Ma'aril said that they only died 32 days. So the Mele, like Ba'iba, they didn't die at all. And if you don't forget, the Mikzas Hayim Kikuloi, we really do Shloshi Simei Akbole. And like Ba'imer, One of the rayas they bring, the poskim say that we don't say tachnun erev like boimer. If they died in like boimer, and we're doing mitzvah seyem kikuloi, why we stop to say tachnun already from before? So if that is the reason, yesh lohoker, it's very shver. Because why no one said that lefi de mechaber, you're allowed to take a hirkut already leila medalet also. So no, this is lamed dalet, this is lamed beis. Another answer the poskim Eliyahu Rabbi brings down that is a shittes ba'avelis that mikzas yom kikulo starts even by night. You don't have to have the day for mikzas yom kikulo. So b'meile val, this is only minhagim. They were makel. Again, the shaila is if we're makel by night, so why in shloshim me'akbala we not makel by night? Why if you're the mechaber we don't makel by night? So the answer, betziruf, that is like boimer. It's not like boimer. Yom Shema b'meisimcha. Now I'll explain in a second. Some svaradim do the first half till the medalit, but even so, they take haircuts on Shchodesh Iyar. The mechaber says it's a wrong meaning, but some had such a meaning. Poskim explain why. It's a meaning. On Shchodesh is doicha that meaning. Like boimer is doicha that meaning. And as a third answer, when I say they want to learn Pshat in the Ramah, that the Ramah learns not because you have to keep 32 days, 33 days, 34 days. They died from Pesach Biz Lag Ba'omer, and it says in the Meiri, Ubelag Ba'omer Poskulomus, Velochen Oisim Oisayoy Mishte. And the Ramah says that we have a meaning to be happy like Ba'omer. Our meaning is the Ramah is a fourth shita. They died from Pesach and they stopped to die like Boima. And this is the reason the Ramah is matir to do everything by night, and the Poskim are matir to do everything by night. So it comes out again, the Ramah and the Mishneh Berurah, we have to know Paskin to do everything from like Boima by day. B'shas Adchak, Mishneh Berurah says you could do by night, and the Ma'aser Ramosh and Rabbi Yashiv say, I don't want the Rabbi Namar Shon Yeshiva. Does by night, he's doing a chasne, lelag boim by night. Asmach, the Moshe, that we could be maker. And I'm saying we have three reasons why we could do by night. Other because the Ramah holds 32 days. Other because Avelis Balayla we maker and this kind of Avelis. Other because the Ramah is Be'etzim a fourth sheet. And here we have the Nafkamina. Till now we knew it's three sheetas. They died till Amidale, they died 33 days, and we just choose two shittas when to do it. Now we're saying the fourth shita, the Meiri, and Rabbi Ruchem, and the Ramah, that they really died from Pesach, and they stopped to die like Boimer. And this makes it much more gishmak. This is the reason it's big parties like Boimer. Big simchas like Boimer. If they died all over, and like Boimer is not a special day, so we have to come to the Harit, the Apir Kubolim, all different inyanim. But if we say, Kipshutoi, that they stopped to die like Boimer, but that is a problem. If the Minak Ashkenaz that they stopped to die like Boimer, so you can switch from first half to second half. Because then we will learn Pshat in the Ramah that the meaning of Eretz Yisrael that they do the first half is not because they're choosing 32 or 33 days. The reason they're choosing the first half, because it really happened in the first half. This is the Minak. This is Be'etzim the Minak. You have to know that these inyonim are not stam inyonim. The Sharat Shuvah brings down that someone got married in these days and terrible things happened to him. It's loy misam nemilse. Loy misam nemilse. Now, it's very interesting. The trokene aloche, Shulchan Aruch only spoke about two things. Getting married and taking haircuts. Now, before we go to the Ozim Minhagim, we have to know it's different Minhagim. In Eretz Yisrael, Lemoshul, a lot of people, Minhag Yerushalayim, is to keep both halves. The Mishneh Berurah himself brings down already that a person that keeps both halves, he's not a bad person. The Mishneh Berurah at the time, maybe he's a shaitan. Mishneh Berurah said like this. Someone that doesn't keep both halves is against halacha. If he takes a haircut the first half. And then after, like, Boimer, he said, no, I make it. America, I make it. Like, America, that's a song. Here's a Bochum, yeah? Not an Irish either. But in America, they will make it like America. They, you know, they do the coolest mokim shabom isham, coolest mokim shalach lasham. So, like, the Mishnabu, this is a meratzis. There's no mistake, I make it both coolest. You have to keep 33 days. You can't catch it in both sides. So Mishnabu says, someone says, I'm machmir both shittas. Mishnabu says, ואף שאנו יש תחומוס עשו ישראל, אינו ככסילה הולך בחוישך. שאינו יודע איזה מין הגויקו. וכל מקום אין צורך לעשיס כן. יוכל לתפס איזה מין הגשירצה. He's not a ksil. And it's Israel and Maise the field like that. So לגבי the haircut, the field על פי דערי, they didn't take haircuts, חוץ from a kid to make חלקה. Chalaka, you're allowed to do the whole sphere, not only like Bohima. Every day from the sphere, you're allowed to do. No, Mike, they did it already like Bohima. But Be'etzem, you're allowed to do Chalaka every day. Gzira shel mitzvah to do payas, you're allowed to. As the poets can say. The head is not shaykh. But the Ari himself cut his kids here like Bohima and Miron. But no one al-pi the Ari took haircuts bichlal. But l'fi the Ari, haircuts was a different story bichlal. And it's Yisrael, there's a lot of people, they have a meaning, they keep both halves. But they're like Bohima, they take haircuts. A lot of people can say, these people for sure are allowed to take haircut by night already and lay like Bohima, and they're allowed to get married because they have 33 days. They have the whole sphere. As they zok, they're the Heidikas. All the Heidikas said that people in Yerushalayim that keep both half could do already lay like Bohima. The time not to say like the Heidikas is, very nice that people in Shalom that decided to make such a minhag. We have two minhagim. First half, the second half. Both ways, you can't do like Bohim. Well, you decide I'm doing extra days. It doesn't count. It doesn't go like that. You can't say I'm doing extra days. You can't choose. You can choose. I do these days, that days. What would be a guy who would say, listen, I don't want the first half, the second half. I'll do like this. From after Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, one day I have to get married. That day, not. A couple days, yes. That day, not. Well, just one haircut here, one haircut. Doesn't go like that. It's gvuli. So to say no, anchi Yerushalayim, but I say all the Heidikas say that B'shem of Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky that anchi Yerushalayim that keep both halves allowed to take haircuts and to get married little like Bohim.
Can you be noyeg 1 year just to do like anchi Yerushalayim to get to be able to make?
Yes, yes.
Even if you're
not Yerushalayim,
so.
Again, I'm saying if you're the Heidikas. The Vada, you could do it. I would say that you could choose one of the two. Okay, Ramosh already said you could every year jump from what you want. Now, Mikol Mekoyim, so in Yerushalayim, they were knowing that. And I want to explain to you, it's not Stam and Minik. I will start with a Diuk in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Noyagim, She'ein Noisim Noshim, Mipesach Ad Atzeres, עד חג השבוע, מפסח עד עצרס, עד ל"ג בעומר. נוהגים שאין נוסעים נשים, מפסח עד עצרס, עד ל"ג בעומר. Right, נוהגים שאין נוסעים נשים, עד ל"ג בעומר. The tour says, נוהגים שאין נוסעים נשים, רק מן הירושלים, מפסח עד עצרס. זה לא שנה טור, משהו רק מן הירושלים. אבל השולחן ערוך says, נוהגים that you don't get married from פסח till שבועס, till ל"ג בעומר. Before Shema explained like this, why Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died? Some people think they had the Olenoig who covers Ebezeh on this date. What happened? Was it a big machlekes in Yeshiva book? What? Was it a tumult? What happened? The pshat is, I heard from my shver, but Ram Govitz, and Gesund und Stark. They were not covered Ebezeh for a long time. These special days, if Kabbalah Sateire is a special tvia, you know, as we have Besufo, so it was a big tvia on them and they died. Now, these days are the dangerous days. So, in a second, well, you understand what I mean. Me'ikar adin, the Mishnebu says, you're allowed to say Shechiyonu. Im nizdam eloi. Some people are about a makpi not to make Shechiyonu, though Chashlucha brings down. People have a meaning not to wear new clothes during the sphere. It's not a chiyuv. If someone has such a minig from the house, he has to keep it. If he doesn't have such a minig, he does not have to keep it. Now, you're allowed to dance and hear music in Chalamoed or not, and Yemei Sfira or not. No Shulchan Aruch is a Mishnah Berurah. Now, we'll start. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. You're not allowed to get married in between Pesach and Shavuos, like boy. But you're allowed to get engaged. You're allowed to do Kiddushin. And not only that, you're allowed to get engaged, and you're allowed to make a meal. Avol, lasis rekudim u'mecholois, and the meal that you made for your engagement, nagu isu. Then you're allowed to get engaged, you're allowed to make a meal, a fleshy meal even, but to dance, rekudim u'mecholois, you're not allowed. וכל שכן בשאר ריקודים ומחוילס של רשוס יש לישראל. שבור says you're not allowed to dance in the sphere. You're not allowed to dance in the sphere. So the poets can say right away, Oruch HaShulchan, Moshe, וכל שכן to hear music. If you're not allowed to dance, you're for sure not allowed to hear music doing it in the sphere. Tapes. Most poskim hold, you're not allowed to hear tapes with music. I think the only one that I heard was Matir Zabyankov Kamenetsky. He says, who said that it's us? Somebody's right. I'll explain. Why you allowed, the Taz explained that the Isur is Lehar Boy Simcha. It's not like 3 weeks. Isur lehar b'simcha. Dancing is mar b'simcha. Music is mar b'simcha. Also, tape is mar b'simcha. Meisach nisht. Aber lemaisa, Reb Moshe and Minchas Yitzchok are very stark against, this is the tshuva of Reb Moshe, be'etzem, alam we're not allowed to hear tapes, chodshim. These days, Reb Moshe says not to hear tapes. So if you follow Reb Moshe, so I think you have to not to listen to tapes. Say, what happens b'simcha shel mitzvah? You're allowed to or not? How we read this Mishnah Berurah? He said, "Don't do. You're allowed to do engagements. You're allowed to do a meal, but don't put music. V'kol shekein b'reshus." He means like this: engagement's also not a chasana. It's not a sudas mitzvah. It's only engagement, not kiddushin, called shiduchim. So you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do a meal. It's a chiddush. Moshe, a bris for sure you're allowed to do a meal, yeah? You're allowed to do a meal. Moshe, 9 days, you're not allowed to make a meal for shiduchim. You have to just take mezainis. You're not allowed to wash. You're allowed to. But not music. The kodesh can be reshus. What happens? Music shel mitzvah. Achnas sefer Torah. The guy who followed his yeshiva last year, someone did a sefer Torah. His name is Bennett, and you know, he has a date when he wants to give it in. He's doing it like Nishmas Chatzkel Ben Shmuel, yeah. And he wants that day. Lemaise, big machlekes apoiskim. Rabbi Eliashiv said in the streets not to go with the music, only the bismedrash. While it's a mashal, people don't have to hear music. So machlekes, Rabbi Eliashiv is matir. Some poiskim hold no, even mitzvah you're not allowed to. Even simcha shel mitzvah you're not allowed to. A big machlekes. Till here, it's okay. So the ma'aseh you have to know. Simcha shel mitzvah, if you're allowed to have music or not, achnos sefer Torah, bris mila. It's negat Hashem ha'brochas. People keep the second half, right? So like, boyim, you're allowed to get married. Then you have shah ha'brochas. Most boys seem, I'm maker in shah ha'brochas, but some are machmir. Here's a sharatzir that no one knows the sharatzir. So he says you're not allowed to hear music shel reshus. Ve'afilu ad rosh chodesh iyor u'mirosh chodesh sivon ad atzeres. All of the sphere you're not allowed to hear. Even if you keep the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to take a haircut till Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You keep the second half. Aber Musik, you're not allowed to hear. Even if you keep the second half, you're not allowed to hear music till Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You keep the second half, the first half, you're not allowed to hear music from Lag BaOmer. As they pass in Morin Chofetz Chaim. He brings down the Prima Godim. Is it Prima Godim or Chaim? Shechonor or Chaim. Simon Tov, Tzadi Gimel. Most people are saying the Prima Godim nowadays. Gonim says that you're not allowed to hear music Chol HaMoed. Not only Rekudim u'mechoyle shel reshus yesh le'esor b'Chol HaMoed Pesach. But stop, to put on the tape Chol HaMoed, the Prima Gonim holds on its own. So, l'maise, the Mishnah Berurah brings down this Prima Gonim. Again, and even if we keep first half, second half, klapi listening to music, Prima Godim asks. Shail is, lemaise, no one I think does it. So the poskim say, here we say Machem Rabbi Yankev, the tape is not so awesome. Here we say Machem Rabbi Yankev. It's a cooler that maybe it's a mitzvah to be happy. Here the Prima Godim says. So I'm saying, so most of the Rabbonim say that even Lemaise Mishabur brings it down, while everything here is Minhogim, and Lemaise this was the Minhag. So the Mele, The Welt is Mekel. I don't know exactly what is the mocker for the Welt to be Mekel. That music is also the whole time, not only in between Pesach and Shavuos, but Mekol Mekol. To sit together a group of people and sing Stam, if it's Shirei Chizuk, you're allowed to, but if it's Stam, like a birthday party, the Rav Ozner holds that it's also. Doesn't have to be Davka Rekudi and Mecholis. Shem Rebbe Eliashiv, they say that maybe it could be it's only Davka Rekudi and Mecholis. Now, Lemais is a Machlekes HaPoiskim.
Musical accompaniment.
What?
They have like a musical accompaniment
that
people sing guitar
or
something like that.
Guitars are?
Sing with
Shiri Chizuk. No, this is also. This is also. Only without. No pieces, no instruments, I don't know how to call them.
Background music.
Yeah, no music, bichlal. Again, we are speaking now in the days that it's awesome. And the days that it's a chumra, that Klal Yisrael doesn't keep so much the chumra, lemaisa, we didn't see that people keep the Mishnah Berurah Mishuma. So, lemaisa, maybe you could find them, then I don't know what of that guitar, what is the halacha of that guitar, Vesach Nishgenoi. Shabbos says also. But people, some people did it 2 days ago. It's Havla. It's also. Shabbos says also. Shabbos says that it's also. Maybe. Zeshtet? I'll read it again. You're allowed to make an engagement. You're allowed to make a suda. Avalas is rikudim mecholis nagu isu. Nagu isu. So Rav Shmuel Zalman said, They came from a mistake that they learned that they bring down a Kaf HaChaim that says that it's only in Sudas Shiduchim, not in Sudas Eirusim. Eirusim means Kiddushim, yeah? Shiduchim means what we call engagement, what we call Eirusim. So it could be that people, they knew the Kaf HaChaim that says that the Sudas Eirusim is Mutar, and they talk that Eirusim. When people say that they're Mu'rosim, they thought it means Meshudochim. Meshudochim, that's what we call engagement. Mu'rosim, they put a newspaper Mu'rosim. This is called Meshudochim. Eirusim is Kiddushim. Today they do everything under the Chuppah. We don't do Psalm Nisus Le'em Arvit, you know, yeah? We don't do the 12 months. Shok Dot HaKonas Bnei Yisrael. So, Lameda, it's not as good as Mitzvah. Maybe he made a Siyum, and he was maker, maybe the guy made a Siyum. Yeah, even if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, we said it's a Machlekes if you're allowed to. Now, it's another Zachen. It's a big Machlekes. I'm not going into it because the Meister of Moshe was Mekel. Even that some. You keep the Moshel, Americans. A lot of you keeping the second half, right? You keep the first half or second half?
Both.
But like, when we. You take a haircut, so you also keep the Ari. Both plus Ari. Said? Yeah. Some people keep the second half. Now, Be'ez Hashem, we will see in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people have chasnas. A lot of people started to have chasnas, so I feel like Bo'ima. You're allowed to enjoy the chasana? I keep the first half. I go to America after Pesach, chasnas all over the place. I'm allowed to go? Some places say no. Rav Ozner says no, you can't go. You don't say mazel tov, don't go when it's dancing, you can't dance, you can't be a part of it. The Meister of Moshe Feinstein holds that Avada you're allowed to. While he has a heter, you're allowed to. It's not so schwer, because the dancing is so das mitzvah. who is an issue to get married. Right? He is allowed. You, it's like going to that engagement. What is going to an engagement, going to a chasana? So, Rabbi Moshe the Meister is matir. Now, a person that has a bris is allowed to take a haircut even the night before. If a person has a pit and a ben, the minig is that you don't take. If you became bar mitzvah, the minig is to take a haircut. The Meister, the priest can say to take the haircut before you became 13 in the afternoon. So the Meister, you're cotton. Some say even the father is allowed to. Again, the Meister is a mocker to be makel. Bravade is big tzadim to be machmer. Legabi bar mitzvah, pit naben is also priest and kula alme as mutter. The one that is mutter is the sandek and the avia ben and the moyer.